What is going on, you guys? I am back. Kind of pissed off a little bit because I had a 25-minute video, and this was straight from the heart. And when I was in the process of publishing it and saving it, it saved everything. But, yeah, I am not surprised that it did that. But I'm kind of bummed out that it did that. So, just basically to kind of recap on what I said, to kind of shorten it up. I basically, because I'm starting up, and this is season two, and I'm piggybacking off of the last video I did all those months ago regarding mental illness. You know, and how serious it can be and how can it affect somebody, such as, you know, and depression or, you know, whatever you might have, what might be going through. And this is going to be a new video, but kind of recapping, like I said, you know, when you're down in the slumps and, you know, when you're in a position where you feel like you can't get ahead, you know, and, you know, you've been pushing, been trying, you know, you're trying to pave a way for you or whoever is that is close to you, whether it be spouse, family, whatever, or in general for yourself, you know, and whatever you're trying to do doesn't seem to work, and it kind of puts you further and further in a slump. And I kind of talked about myself a little bit of how, you know, I'm scatterbrained, and, you know, everything sounds interesting at that particular time. And just as quickly as I picked it up, I'm quick to drop it. And trying to find your niche, you know, trying to figure out what makes you generally happy, what you see yourself doing, whether it be starting a business, working at a particular spot, something that you find, you know, joy doing. And kind of talking about, you know, how a lot of people, especially in the Black community, overlook certain things, whether it be depression or whatever the case you may be, may feel. They look at it as, I'm a beat the depression out of you. I'm beat the, you know, whatever you may be going through mentally. A lot is overlooked in the Black community specifically, and people don't understand, like, it's serious. And I watched this, the show. If you guys, any listeners out there that heard the show before, it's called A Million Little Things. And the Black guy, you know, he suffers from depression. And there are some days where he's just down in the slumps. And a lot of people hear the saying of, oh, well, look at this, like this, you know, somebody always has it worse, may have it worse than you may have it. And honestly, really, that nobody really wants to hear that. You know, whatever you're going through is affecting you at that particular moment. You're not thinking about what the next person may be going through. You're trying to worry about yourself. You can't worry about hundreds of other people that are going through worse situations. Yeah, the situation could be worse. That is true. It could be worse. But that doesn't defeat the purpose of, or doesn't change the fact of what you're going through affects your emotions. And in the Black community, especially if you are a young male, you're raised to suppress any emotions that make you symbolically weak. You know, if it shows weakness, you gotta kind of suppress it, you know. And that's not always a good thing, because when you feel a certain type of way, you know, and I was taught that. I was taught, you know, if you talk about what kind of day you're having, you're complaining automatically, you know. And even though family members up and down say that, you know, well, no, I told you this, this, and that. But when you do explain, you get more criticism than listening. So, but kind of want to talk a little bit. That's what I wanted to talk about, you know. I'll probably do another video targeting that again, but I got something else that's kind of on my mind a little bit. Kind of there's certain things that's been going on in my life. For starters, though, how's everybody's day been going? Or night, or whatever, wherever you're from. You know, I played basketball. Haven't played basketball in years. Haven't played basketball in years. Linked up with a friend from work. Well, a coworker. And played a little pickup game. I did trash. The competitive side kind of came out a little bit. And I was just judging how I played. I can't even get that air ball. That air ball I did. That layup. Oh, horrible. Oh, man. But anyway. But what I am going to talk about now is something that people that can relate to, if you can. You know, whether it be at work, school, whatever. But you ever get that feeling where you, when you're in an environment, and this has happened to me once before, where you go to this, whether it be your job or, you know, class or, you know, whatever you may be participating in. And you do what you're supposed to do. And you seem to get overlooked by other people that could be in charge or whatever the case may be. You get overlooked for a person that is that is appearing to be doing well, a lot better than how you are doing. And that person gets kind of looked at in a position where they were told that you were going to be in. For example, you know, I was told that I'd be in a position that might help move me up in the company. Now, of course, that's always good news. You know, nobody wants to stay what they're doing unless, you know, you're walking in the, you know, the door and in a position that's beneficial for you and your household and your life, you know, then I can understand that. But if you're in a position where you don't want to be in for 5, 10, 15, 30 years, you know, you don't want to do it, you know, you want to move up, you know. And so they tell you, like, yeah, I see a lot of potential, you know, just keep working, this, this, and that. Now, granted, I'm the type of person that, which is something that stuck with me from a previous boss, you know, when you come into a workforce, you want to earn the respect of, you know, that's like somebody coming in as a boss, not knowing exactly what it's like to do what you do. They're just coming in being a boss. So you really haven't earned the respect. I'm not saying that you have to do what they do, but you have to understand like what it's like so you can put yourself in their shoes. So I was taught to always earn the respect. And you do what you're supposed to do, eventually things will come. It's not always the truth. Because you get overlooked in certain situations just because somebody comes in and they seem to be more, I should say, bubbly, energetic, you know, happy-go-lucky. And impression goes a long way. Now, my impression is I'm just cool, calm, and collected. especially at work. I don't really like to engage in too many things. And I do my job and I go home. I would assume that I do my job well. Now, do we all make mistakes? Of course. But then when you're told one thing, and it kind of seems like somebody else comes and kind of overshadows you a little bit, and they start looking at that person, you don't necessarily, the mature side doesn't get mad at that person because they're doing what they're supposed to do. But it kind of looks bad on the other people's part because it's kind of like, well, damn, like, I thought that, you know, I was getting into what y'all told me I might be getting into. But then somebody else comes and all of a sudden it's, oh, well, see you, you know. So, you know, it kind of gets you discouraged a little bit. It kind of puts you in a position to where, and the reason why I say, before I continue, when I stated earlier that I've been in that position before, where, you know, you move up fairly quickly, and people see that. They look at, I hate to say it, but it's the truth, they look at your color, and they look at your age, and they look at, and they kind of put this perspective in their minds that if I don't do something to get rid of that person quick, they might overshadow me. So, the position that I was in before, I'm not going to say the company's name that I worked for, but I was a machine operator, and I got bumped up fairly quickly to a press operator. Now, when I started on third shift and was doing, to what I thought, fairly well. Now, there was another guy who was fairly new as well, and he got a leap on me because he had previous experience. Now, I'm the type of person where you're not going to gain experience unless you do that particular job. Now, this guy, he came from a job before doing the same thing, so obviously he was going to learn, but I was a trainee. An emphasis on the trainee. I was training. I was a trainee. Now, not knowing that I wasn't catching on. Now, here's the thing. When if any supervisors or bosses out there, if you have a worker that doesn't seem like he's catching on, he or she is catching on, or, you know, working as fast, or doesn't get the gist of it, as a team leader, as a leader, you want to make sure your team is successful. Now, if that communication isn't hitting that person and they don't know what they're doing, and you just up and fire them, or, you know, whatever the case, without them knowing what they did wrong until last minute, that right there, that's how a lot of drama starts. Not saying that depending on the person, some people, like, you know, can come out of a bag on it. Some people are, you know, will walk out and quit, whatever the case may be. But the point that I'm making is, this other guy, you know, he was doing well, and he was a white guy. I'm just going to throw that. And not trying to, disclaimer, anybody who was white listening, I'm not racist, I'm not none of that. I'm just making a point here. You know, this guy, you know, the typical, you know, I wouldn't say typical white guy, but, you know, he was he was among the majority in that department, and they happened to be white, and I was the minority, and there was only a couple of us who were black. And the ones that they did like that were black, well, they didn't like them. I'm just going to say that. They didn't. They tolerated them because they had seniority. But and because I was a new guy coming into that, obviously that put me at the bottom list. But so, you know, me being a trainee, not knowing what it was like to run those press machines, but still learning, I didn't know that I was sent to first shift, was sent to first shift for months, tried to come back. But before I can come back, well, no, I take that back. I did go back, but I was, my body couldn't adjust to third anymore. But since I, when I started my position working for that company, I was on third. Well, for first for 2 weeks for training, and then went to third. My body did fine. Some nights I was tired, but as long as I got my rest, I was good. Then going back to first for all those months, going back to third, and then coming back to first, it was horrible. It was horrible. And so, coming back, I didn't even run a machine, press machine, and got my review. And then when I got the review, it was nothing but a bunch of negative stuff said about me. Oh, I was pissed. But considering that, I was like, well, still need a job, and they weren't going to fire me. Got demoted and transferred. Now, the embarrassing part about that is everybody, now for one, I had to kind of start my interview process all over again. And I had to go from one department that was opening. One department came, they didn't want me. I was like, all right. Another department? No. Finally, the final department came, and they needed people. They needed help bad. And it was either that department or basically get fired. And took it. When I took it, I was like, it was embarrassing because a lot of people know where I came from, were looking at me like, what happened? Which they knew what happened. They knew. You know. They knew what happened, and it's kind of like, it's kind of messed up, but yeah. Long story short, it was a mess. But the point I'm making is, you know, that was a situation where it's kind of like, you think you're doing good, but then in retrospect, you got people behind you that are saying certain things, or it's not what you're trying to do isn't getting pushed. But yet other people seem to move up quicker or sooner than you anticipated, even though they've been there less time than you. And me at work, at my job where I work, I don't talk bad about anybody. I don't have a negative attitude towards anybody, unless you have a negative attitude towards me. The perspective of what's going on is, you know, it's mind numbing sometimes because you feel like, I was like, all right, maybe I should find something else. But then, you know, you get to that point in this, you know, and this is what I mentioned in my last video that wouldn't upload. But when you get into that slump of wanting to, okay, if this is not working, let's try something else. You want to, you know, or everybody's talking about skill trades. Well, I don't have money for college. I don't have money for any kind of trade school. So, you know, I would hope, you know, you want to find something that's like, okay, they provide training. But a lot of companies that provide training want you to have previous experience, or, you know, a certificate or degree or whatever to do that. You know, my father, he's in maintenance, really good at it. He's been in maintenance for 20 some years, almost 30 years, you know, so he's good at what he does. You know, and me, I don't, I, don't really have much of a trade, you know. and it kind of is like, dang, like, you know, if I just, if I was able to, you know, to do something, you know, if a job just gave me a chance or trained me, you know what I'm saying, like, I would be try to be the best I can be, you know, as humanly possible. And, you know, when you, the more you kind of, I guess, stay in that thought, and you start to just start feeling sorry for yourself. And I don't want to get to that point. I don't think anybody should get to that point. That's not a healthy place to be in your mind. You don't want to get lost in that mindset of feeling sorry for yourself or thinking that, you know, everything bad is going directly at you. And, you know, you're stuck in the middle because you want to get out of that mindset, but it's hard when you see other people like, dang. And I guess that's just the human side of us all. Now, some people might not be like, yeah, forget it, you know, not even care. And that's fine, too. And then you got the other people that kind of like, man, if only this. But, you know, it puts yourself in a bind a little bit. So, my message for anybody who's in that bind is don't, including myself, don't lose faith, don't lose sight, or don't downplay yourself. Don't give yourself lower expectations because you're seeing other people move up quicker. Now, I was told a long time ago, it's not always what you know, it's who you know. And you don't always know who those people might be connected to, whether it be your job, school, whatever the case may be, college, whatever. But don't put yourself in lower class just because, don't put yourself in lower class just because you see other people who seem to be middle class or upper class looking. So my message to you guys is don't feel sorry for yourself. Keep your head up and don't have malicious and negative feelings towards other people, because the people that move up, it's not their fault, or it's not your fault, and it's not their fault why they're getting promoted, you know, if that makes sense. Don't downplay yourself. Don't sulk too long. And whatever you're going through, I'm not going to say that everything will be okay, which the outcome depends on you. Because anybody can say, oh, everything will be okay, but they really don't know what you're going through. Because it's easy for somebody who's on top to look at somebody on the bottom and say, oh, everything will be okay, because, you know, they've already seen their light on the other end of the tunnel. You haven't seen yours. So, for those who are going through that slump or that sad place, and, you know, in the back of their mind, know that the outcome depends on how you handle it. If you allow it to overcome you, then know everything will not be okay. But know that, I will say this, know that you are worth more than that situation that you're in. You have the potential to be that warrior that you always been or always wanted to be. So the outcome depends on you and your situation. It's a little different season here. This season is kind of dedicated to uplifting. Now, I'm not doing no gospel stuff or nothing like that. I'm not doing none of that. Now, if you could take it how you want to take it, but I'm not doing none of that. I'm just going strictly of common sense and logic, you know. And the reason why I want to touch on that, the reason why I'm not going to, is because somebody who is going through a hard time, I'm talking about a really hard time, when somebody says, oh, I'm praying for you, well, everybody got their own God. Which God are they praying for? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, thing is that, oh, I'm praying for you. What does that mean? Like, when I hang up, if I'm calling you and I'm telling you, like, oh, I'm going through this, and I say, oh, I'm praying for you, are you dropping on your knees and praying right there, or are you just saying that? And if so, what's that prayer doing for me? And, I mean, I'm just calling it how I see it. Now, if you are a Christian, Muslim, whatever, Buddhist, whatever you are, you know, you can take it how you want to take it, and you can uplift yourself through what I'm saying, how you want it uplifted, or how you want to take it. And I'm not, and again, a disclaimer, I'm not thrashing how you, what you believe, but what I am saying is, if you're going through a dark place, the words that I'm saying is, know that you personally are worth more than the situation that you're in. And that's in the situation, how you come up and how you handle it and how you come about it depends on you. So I'm not going to say that, oh, God will bring you out this situation, because even in the Bible, it says faith without works is dead. So if you don't have the faith of getting out your situation, nobody's going to help you. But you have to handle the situation the way how you need to handle it. So will everything be okay? It depends on you. But just know that I love all of y'all, who are all the listeners out there. And just know that whatever you're going through, you're not the only person that's been in that situation that you might be going through, whether it be a slump, depression, or whatever the case may be. You know, just know that you're not the only one in the world that's been going through the same thing. And if you have gone through the same thing, you know, leave a message or whatever, and how you may have felt. I'll keep it anonymous. If you have any questions or, you know, concerns about anything that you may be going through, and anybody who's listening, like I said, I'll keep it anonymous. I won't say any names. If you have any questions, I'll answer them the best way I can. Or if something good happens in your life, you know, hit the lottery, got a new car, whatever the case may be, you know, I'll be happy to share that too. And if you want me to say your name and give you a shout out, I can do that too. I had quite a few listeners from the previous season. So any of those listeners still here, feel free to come back. And like I said, we can turn this thing into something great. You know, we can collab, or if you guys have a message that, or, you know, or even I even go even deeper. Previous suicidal thoughts that you may have had, and you want to share your story, or whatever the case may be, we can collab, and I'll bring you on. And if you have a powerful message, if you're a motivational speaker, or if you like sports, we can talk about sports. If you like whatever you want to talk about, religion, we can talk about religion. We want to talk about whatever the case may be, we can do it. But just know that this is not going to be a negative channel or a negative show. And we are human. We all go through emotions. We all have We all get stuck in certain situations in our mind where we feel like you're kind of plateauing. Nothing's really changing, and when you want to try, you feel like you're not getting a bite. You know, you're throwing the line out in the water, but nothing's, you know, nobody, nothing's catching the bait. You can't reel in, no new opportunities, you know. And touch back and touch on that. I've had that happen. It's currently happening now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not afraid to really say it because it's the truth. And, you know, you don't want to. And for it can get embarrassing because you can have those side members that judge you. They look down on you there. They see themselves 10, 20 feet high and they look at you as if you're like an inch small. And, you know, it can be a little discouraging. It can be embarrassing because the last thing you want to hear is, oh, I told you so, or I knew this. You don't want to hear that, you know. But I will say this, though. Know that if you're going through the same or similar situation, know that you are not alone. And we can all get through this together. We can encourage each other. Like I said, if you want to come on a platform and you want to talk, and I say, you know what, we can have a good conversation, and maybe people who want to collab, and any listeners who listen to that collaboration may get inspired. We can bring you on, or whatever the case may be. Whatever helps you get through your day, your week, your year, I'm all for it. This is a new chapter on the series here. This is still Black Power Radio, but it's not just it's dedicated for Black people to know that it's okay to talk about what makes you upset, what makes you sad, what makes you depressed, or something that is commonly overlooked in a Black community. And if you don't have that in your household, of, you know, if you're feeling sad or whatever, come to the platform. We can talk. Like I said, I keep it anonymous if you want me to. I'll respect anybody's wishes or requests if they don't want their name mentioned or if they got an alias that, you know, they want to go by. We can do that too. I wish I had a P.O. box, honestly. So if you guys had any letters, or better yet, I'll drop my email. So any listeners out there that would like me to answer anything or read something, but you don't want anybody, like I said, you want to keep it anonymous, I'll drop an email in the little description on this episode. So you got any listeners out there, go ahead and email me and I'll read them. That being said, you guys, stay positive. Stay you. For all my Black kings and queens out there, stay Black. And anybody who is not Black, and stay you. Stay the kings and queens that you are. Know that it'll be all right depending on how you handle it. And it's always a way out. Love you all. Take care. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Peace.